Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is not only one of our favorite guests, but really one of our favorite people anywhere on the planet, and that's Matthew Lawrence. Matthew is a guy whose work as an actor we really enjoyed. His role in Eddie and the Cruisers, which is one of my top five favorite movies of all time, was absolutely outstanding. You probably saw Matthew in other great movies like Streets of Fire. He was in the television show Beverly Hills 90210. He was in St. Elmo's Fire. He was part of the cast of the sixth season of Saturday Night Live. More recently, Matthew has done sideline analysis for Duke basketball, now for Kentucky basketball. He also hosts a wonderful golf show called Backspin Golf, which we listen to religiously every Sunday morning. It's my regular 8:03 a.m. tee time on Sundays. You can join us listening in on ESPN Radio WLXG Sports Radio AM 1300 up in Lexington, Kentucky, or by going online to WLXG.com or doing what I do, downloading the WLXG app and listening right there on my smartphone. But you know, Bob, as I said at the top of the show, as good a friend that Matthew has become of the show, you would think when he had big news to share, we'd get a call, a text message letting us know what's going on versus, you know, having to hear stuff on the streets or out on social media. So a couple weeks ago, I'm scrolling through Twitter, right? Just kind of looking around. And then all of a sudden, I come across a tweet that Matthew is now a coach on the University of Kentucky football team. He's drawing up plays and that sort of thing. You know, you think I would get a call about something like that, but I get nothing. So now I got to wonder what's going on at the University of Kentucky with Matthew, and do I got to start calling him coach? So I guess I do. Good evening, coach. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Yeah. Excuse me. My voice is a little, I've been yelling at guys running wrong passwords and stuff. My voice might be a little off tonight. You do have to call me coach. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hi, coach.
Good. Attaboy. Now, listen. Here's what happened. This was all supposed to be rush. Eddie Gron, who is a wonderful offensive coordinator at the University of Kentucky, and he's a fantastic guy as well. He came and sat down with me when we were doing our Backspin Golf Show live from the Barbasol Championship in Lexington a couple weeks ago. And Eddie, who was out there playing in the Pro-Am, sat down with us, and at the end of the broadcast, I just happened to mention to him, Coach, I know nobody ever suggests plays to you. So what I'd like to do is sit with you. Since the end of the season, I told him, I said, I have a list of plays that I think you should be running. And I think it'd be good if you, you know, sit down with me, show them to you. So he said he would be very open to that. And I could come to his house and we could go over all the plays. And from that, when we went off the air, he offered me the position of becoming his assistant, but under the condition that nobody knew. Basically, he wanted to take credit for all the things I was about to tell him. That's basically what happened. Now, I went back to my daily show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 here in Lexington, and I told our intern, who at that time handled our Twitter account before he was fired. I told him about what had gone on. And next thing I know, he's got it out on Twitter. I'm getting calls. Other schools are trying to get me away from the University of Kentucky and hire me. And it's turned into a whole thing. For example, you had to go answer that on Twitter and say, why didn't I get a phone call? Now I have people upset with me, people who are friends of mine. And it all started because of this intern put that out. And, you know, I don't know what to do now. I haven't heard from Eddie for a few days. I think he's mad because people now know I have installed these plays. and it's turned into a whole big thing. And I, you know, I, frankly, I'd like some advice. I really don't know what to do.
Well, here's what I envision, Matthew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You on the sidelines with the blue Kentucky hat, with the laminated big sheet, with the thing over your mouth, because you're
yes.
calling these plays, right?
Yes.
And mm-hmm. that's the thing I'm looking forward to. I want to be watching the University of Kentucky, University of Georgia game here this season.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say yeah. to my wife, that's Matthew Lawrence calling those plays.
That's
and
exactly
see you
right.
standing there on the sidelines. I think that's what we need to see. That's what's got to happen.
I would agree with that. And I think the next time in a Kentucky game, Z right, X square, bam, you'll know I called that play. I mean,
this is what I want to know, yeah. right? What are some of your more creative
yeah.
plays that you're going to draw up for the coach? And, you know, are we talking spider 2Y banana stuff, or what are we talking about?
Well, no, not really, because here's my thought, and I explained this to Coach Brown. Here's my thought. Because we're in an age of all this hurry up football and all this stuff that's going on now and five receivers and all these different sets, football teams, especially in the SEC, got Saban and all these guys, they don't pay attention to old school football. So what I have brought back are things like the fumble rooski. Do you know what that is? The fumble rooski?
I do.
Okay. I have a variation of the fumble rooski. Something as simple as the Statue of Liberty. Nobody runs that.
Wow.
Anymore. I'm going to incorporate school football into what year is this? Wait, 2018. I'm going to incorporate it into 2018 kind of football. I'm sitting here, I'm watching as we speak this Hall of Fame game, and I'm these offenses, and they're nothing. I mean, they're trash. I wouldn't call these plays trash. And I am going to instill in Wildcat all this year things that haven't been seen in 70, 80 years. It's going to be great.
I can't wait to see it. You're darn right it's going to be great. Bob, questions for Coach?
Coach, it's always a pleasure. And maybe I assume you're watching the football because you don't want to watch this Yankee-Red Sox game, which is getting out of control here. The Red Sox pounding them right now. But I don't want to dwell on that.
Good
coach,
for you,
but,
Bob.
You know what? You know what, Bob? You know what? If we were on Sirius XM radio right now, I would say something to you, but I can't. I can't. I have not scored the game because I've been busy drawing plays. I thought I'd wait till after my call with you guys.
Okay.
But now that you have brought that up, I know where we stand. Okay, great. You have a question for me? What?
Well, let's switch it over to baseball, and let's not even talk about tonight's game. The Yankees, as far as going into the game, Matthew, 5.5 out with the injuries, the deals that they made. How are you feeling going into the last half of the season here?
Well, I feel great. Actually, here's the reason why. I feel like any city, the city where I grew up, the city where my roots and my genes are from, any city that in this day and age can say that two guys on sports teams have hand, foot, and mouth disease, there's something special going on here.
It's a unique city.
Yeah, it is. That's a good way to put it. It's a unique city. And it's funny. I was there for many, many, many years. I never got hand, foot, and mouth disease. I don't know what's going on, but I'm telling you, the Yankees are not going to win the Eastern Division. I'm telling you that right now. And I've said this all along. Nobody, I think it's going to come down to Houston and the Bo Sox to go to the series. That's what I think. But along the way, It's been a great year. This team is incredibly to watch. It obviously hurt. Judge got hurt, but I'm a realist, as you guys know. I've spoken to you many times, and I'm happy to watch them go through the season. And, you know, maybe we can catch lightning in a bottle and win a one game playoff and then beat the Red Sox and then win the World Series. I don't know.
But
I'm
slow down.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah.
And Matthew, you're from Queens. I'll ask you about the other team there. That 25-4 beating the other night. Things are not going well there. Like you said, the other half of the hoof and mouth disease or whatever it is, and all that, and everything that's happening with them, with the injuries and the heel surgeries and guys going down. It's just a nightmare for the rookie manager. And you know, they were actually making some headway on the Yankees a couple years ago. They actually had a good team, and the Yankees were down a bit, and you felt good a little bit for Met fans in a way, but now it's back to the old thing. I mean, even as a Yankee fan, Matthew, you have to be kind of sympathetic to these poor Met fans, because I know a lot of them here.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not. I'm not sympathetic at all. I can't stand them. And now, but I will say this about the Mets. I will say this. The day after they lost 25-4. By the way, do you guys know what the most runs ever scored in a baseball game were? Do you know how many it was?
I actually don't.
Okay. Twice a team scored 29 runs in a game. So the Mets almost had a historic night. They almost gave up the most runs ever given up. But the day after the Mets lost 25-4, they lost again. But what do you know what the score of that game was?
I do not.
It was something like 5-2 or something. They lost. Mm. But now, here's what I have to say about that. That team made a 1,400% improvement from one day to the next. I mean, you have to give them credit for that. I mean, it's just incredible performance to come back and only lose a game 5-2 or 7-2 or whatever they lost. Mm. They suck. They just suck. That's all.
Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, it does.
So, getting back to football, Matthew, and you're a Giants fan.
It's Thursday night tailgate. That's right.
It is. Rumor has it.
Yeah.
We do a football show. So, I want to get your thoughts on your Giants, right? You know, you're going into the season now. You got your wish, right? You got Saquon Barkley.
I did.
That's where you were hoping they would go. So, you got that. Right now you got a healthy Odell Beckham going into the season. You brought over Nate Solder from the Patriots. You got Jonathan Stewart as a nice backup running back. Alec Ogletree signs from the Rams. So is this team now just last year was an aberration? It was a lot of injuries. Let's throw that out. Can they compete with the Eagles?
Okay, let's be serious here for a minute. The answer, I think, in my gut is no, in terms of like winning that division, or can they be a playoff team? Absolutely they can. And like all sports teams, what you hope is when you get to the playoffs, who knows who's going to be injured on what teams and all that. But saying everybody stays healthy, I think the Eagles are still the best team and they're the team to be. But I'm looking for my Giants this year to go 11-5, make the playoffs, and then we'll see what happens. We'll see matched up with. First of all, they only won 3 games last year. I don't know if you remember that. They only won 3 games last year.
Right.
But do you remember who the coach was of that team last year? Do you remember what that guy's name
was? Ben McAdoo?
Yeah.
Ben McAdoo? Yeah.
Talk about they suck. I mean, he's gone. New coach, Pat Shurmur. And that hire, I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, but I think they're going in the right direction. We certainly have talent. I think Eli will have well, he can't have a worse year. He'll have a much better year this year. And I am really looking forward to this year. I really am. I think they're going to be much improved, but we got a lot of talent. I think we could do some damage here.
What about Dez Bryant? There was talk at one time that he could end up in New York, still a free agent.
No. Absolutely.
You don't want that?
No. No. Don't want it. I don't want him anywhere near my New York Giants. If that guy can't play on that incredibly dysfunctional, horrific team known as the Dallas Cryboys, I don't want him on my sideline. I don't want him anywhere near us. Forget it. We don't need him. We got really good receivers. Odell, they're going to sign Odell to a really great new contract. He's going to be healthy. We got Saquon. Who are you going to cover? You're going to cover Odell? Uh-oh, here comes Saquon out of the backfield. Uh-oh, who cover? I'm just saying. I don't want Dez Bryant near me or my team.
All right, so let me change gears again. Let's talk a little golf because, you know, I love your show, Backspin Golf, and I'm a loyal listener every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern time.
I have told you this before. Your support of not only my show, but of all of us that are around you, and for Bob for this show and Next on the Tee, that you support is just unbelievable. Support is more appreciated than you could ever know, and that's as nice as I'll be. That's it.
That's all.
It works.
Yeah. So. Okay. As you mentioned at the top, Matthew, you spent a week, right, out at the course there, a Champions Course for the Barbasol.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see all those players, have some interactions with them. Talk about what that week was like for you.
Well, you know, as somebody who loves golf, you know, you listen to the show. I mean, I didn't start playing until I was pretty old, and in the last 30 years, golf has basically given me everything in my life. And this is the truth. My family is because of golf. I met my wife, Shannon, at a golf tournament. My boys are here because of golf. Travel all over the world because of celebrity golf tournaments. It's given me everything. So for me, and I've been blessed to be around and have very close friends who are PGA Tour players and people that I've met over the years. And I've certainly been to professional golf tournaments, to PGA tournaments and LPGA tournaments. But to have a PGA tournament 8 miles from my house and have them be here for a whole week was something I never would have thought would have happened. So, and it would have been great if I were just a golfer going out there, but doing a golf show every week, we're the only golf show in this area. I got to do my show out there every day. We had incredible people sit down with us and talk with us. And I got to play in the Pro-Am with two really fantastic guys, David Lingmerth and Peter Malnati. We played 9 holes with each of them. And as you guys know, it's one thing to watch professional golfers on TV. When you're standing 5 feet away from them, watching them hit shots, watching how they manage the golf course, watching their putts, watching, it's beyond belief how talented these guys are. And there are so many of them that we don't even know because it's so hard to play on tour. You know, there are guys that can shoot 63 all the time that will never make it on tour. To be that close to them was such a blessing. It was amazing. And even with, as you know, if you follow golf, the weather, we had a horrific storm on Friday that was, I was in the car when it hit. I've never been that scared in a car as I was that day. And it totally threw the tournament into chaos. They evacuated the course Friday. Saturday, we had suspension of play. Sunday, we had suspension of play for 4 hours. They finished on Monday, which is a pretty rare thing on the PGA Tour. But through it all, everybody was fantastic. The volunteers were amazing. BD Global, our friends that were actually put the golf tournament on, were incredible. Everybody connected with it. And then, to top it all off, you throw in that Brittany Lincecum was there playing in a PGA event, and what she brought to it and the buzz that it created. She is just, I can't say enough about her and her attitude. Chris, one of the greatest things about you is how positive you are. And you and Bob on this show, you dedicate portions of the show to positive messages. And there is not a more positive person I saw all week than Brittany Lincecum. She was inundated with photographers and interviews and people following her on the golf course. And she smiled and danced and just brought this energy to everybody the whole time she was there, Monday through Friday. It was an incredible thing to watch. And Friday, she actually shot one under par for her second round. She didn't make the cut. She just missed the cut, but she shot one under in a PGA Tour event. The whole thing, Chris and Bob, was fantastic. The whole week was amazing.
Well, Matthew, before we let you go, remind our listeners again, how can they listen to your shows and follow you both online and on social media as well?
Well, I've started a new Twitter account. My Twitter account is now Coach Matt. I haven't. I'm just kidding.
And, we got to get that trending.
We do. And you know what I just thought of? I actually could do this and start something on Twitter, like for all my followers, once a week I will give you a special password to use, and I will share one of my secret plays with you every week.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah.
I would love that.
I might do this. I might do
that,
but for right now, you can follow me on Twitter at RealLauro, L-A-U-R-O 5. You can listen to us every day. You can listen live at WLXC.com on the Matthew and Mikey show. And Backspin Golf, again, as Chris said before, if you go to WLXC.com, you can download the app and listen to it wherever you are. And those are the best ways to get a hold of me.
Well, Coach, you're the best, my friend. Thank you so much for coming back and being a part of the show tonight. I look forward to those play tweets. That's got to be a thing now. We've got it out there. We're going to make that trend on Twitter.
And
that's got to be a thing.
I'm going to make you guys a promise right now. I promise that the next time I have a big announcement like this, I will call you and I'll let you guys break it. How's that?
I appreciate you. I mean, I was a little hurt. I got to tell you, I was a little hurt. I had to find this stuff out on the streets. But we appreciate that we'll get the exclusive next time.
Now you know the reason. And if you hadn't answered right back on Twitter how upset you were, I might have called you that night and told you. But no, you had to blow it. So maybe, Chris, you should learn a little something from this episode. Maybe.
You're right. It's my bad, Matthew.
Okay.
That's on me.
Okay. Good.
My bad.
All right. Good. All right. See you guys.
Take care, Matthew. Thanks again for your time. We'll catch up again soon.
All right. Okay. See ya.
See ya. That is a great Matthew Lawrence. And again, at RealLauro5. What a great guy. I love Matthew. He's one of my all-time favorites, Bob.
There's so many things to talk about, Chris. We can go from sport to sport to sport to Hollywood to sport to play calling, and you know, it's talk about the word versatility. We've had that tonight among our guests.
Yes, we have. All right, when Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on our Thursday night tailgate spotlight on the positive. Hear which players are doing great things in their communities. Then we'll wrap up the show, and we'll do all of that on the other side of these words about our friends at the Salt Creek Golf Retreat and Double Back Winery.